It's another beautiful morning and you're welcome to Open Heaven Hour. This is that time of the day where we get to take our devotions. So I want you to stay tuned as we go into the Word for today. You're welcome back to the Open Heaven Hour, and this is that time of the day where we get to share, hear, and learn from the Word of God. So if you are ready, today is going to be an exciting day. Today is going to be an amazing day because the Lord has designed it to be so. So if you are excited to be alive this morning, just like we do every single morning, let's take a second of our time to begin to appreciate the King of Glory, the one who has made this possible, the one who has made this opportunity for us to see a brand new day, for us to feel the fresh air, for us to be able to take in every single breath, the oxygen, the carbon dioxide, every single thing that we received this morning is from above. So we want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to Him. Unto you, our Lord and Savior, unto you, immortal, invisible. Lord, we want to say thank you and we ask that you accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're new to this channel and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to gather to hear what God has to say to us every single morning. So if you are feeling lost, if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling heartbroken, I want to assure you that this is just the place to be, because right here we get to hear what the Lord has to say to every situation that pertains to our lives. And if you are a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to ring the bell, sound the alarm, let the whole world know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 23rd day in the month of August 2024. And we'll be looking at a topic today that says, preserve the sheep. Preserve the sheep. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 20, Stand Up. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 to chapter 4. Ezekiel from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. Matthew chapter 7 verse 15. And it says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Acts chapter 20 from verse 28 to 31. Acts chapter 20 from verse 28 to 31. from verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd of the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. Our topic today once again says, preserve the sheep. Our manual today says, a shepherd can fail his sheep in 2 major ways. One of the ways is by not giving them food and making them starve to death, while the other is by not protecting them from predators. If you are a leader in the body of Christ, whom God has placed over some of his sheep, you must ensure that you preserve them by feeding them with the accurate word of God and protecting them from false teachers, who are actually wolves in sheep's clothing. In the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 28, shepherds are told sternly to feed the flock in their care. If you are not teaching the people that God has put in your care the true and complete word of God, you are killing them spiritually, and God will not spare you for that. No human being can live long if he or she is malnourished. So also, the souls of the people in your care will perish if they are malnourished. As you teach them prosperity, also teach them holiness. As you teach them about Christ's love, don't leave out the fact that he is also the consuming fire. Don't worry about the church's growth. Do what God has called you to do, and he will grow his church. The apostles regularly warned the sheep about false teachers and their teachings. We can see that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 13 to 18. 2 Corinthians from chapter 11 verse 13 to 15. And 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. They were protecting them from wolves, and we must do the same. There are all sorts of doctrines going around these days that are completely opposite to God's word. Don't ignore them. Tell your people never to listen to such teachings. If you don't tell them to stay away from such teachings because you don't want to offend anyone, you will leave them to be devoured by wolves. Social media has created many opportunities for false teachers to confuse some of the sheep with their teachings. The sheep may see someone working miracles and believe that he or she is a genuine minister of God. They might start listening to the fellow's teaching, so you must ensure that what they are listening to is not the lure of a wolf. Teach your followers to be like the Berean Christians, who always checked any teaching they heard against the word of God. We can see that in the book of Acts chapter 17 from verse 10 to 11. Acts chapter 17 from verse 10 to 11. Whether you are a pastor, head of a department, house fellowship leader, or parent, if you have been placed as a spiritual leader over some people, it is your responsibility to ensure that the devil does not devour them. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, lead us. Teach the undiluted word of God. Followers, confirm all teachings like the Berean Christians. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have been blessed by today's Open Heaven and you would like to be a blessing to someone today, kindly share. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any message you would like to listen to or share with somebody today. Remember, you might just be saving a soul with one message. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT. You can follow us every morning on Praise Palace Radio. Still on our website, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Or download our mobile app on Praise Palace Radio, Play Store and Apple Store. There you would find all our amazing shows for the day. It promises to be a spirit-filled moment with each and every single show you will listen to. We do hope to see you there. Please do not turn off that dial. We have a message after this show. Kindly stay tuned. But in the meantime, have a beautiful day today. God bless you.